one. Raquel, he's gone. Raquel, they finally break through. Now we're tied up and one. Now Brady can jump right in front. Look at and they score. Drake Batherson gets his stick in there right at the top of the crease. It's a power play goal, and the Senators are back in front 2-1. Giroux against Crosby, and Giroux wins another one. Sanderson eats it, and it's a 2-1 defeat.
Yeah, he made some saves. We didn't execute on a few. Power play came up short, so, you know, it's, yeah, it's tough. You want to find a way to win those ones. It felt like once we got one, you know, there'd be more to come, hopefully. So, you know, we get a big one there, and unfortunately, they come right back and get one. So, you know, it's tough. You know, we fought hard.
Well, I mean, obviously, it was, for whatever reason, the last couple of games, it's been a struggle to score. I thought tonight we had an awful lot of looks, you know, really high-quality looks, and the puck didn't go in the net for us. You know, these guys care. They want to win. They're trying. I'm sure that's part of it. But we just got to find a way to, you know, control our emotions and just keep grinding away. I thought we played well enough to win tonight. We didn't. And sometimes that happens. But if we can continue to play that way and get the type of looks that we got tonight, I think we'll get the results moving forward.
Unfortunately for Sully, they could win the rest of their games, and if the other teams win the rest of theirs, the Penguins are no longer in control of their fate. Bob Grove tells me it's the first time since 2006, he believes, that they've been out of playoff position this late in the season. 15, they went right down to the wire, but I think they were ahead the whole time, Ron, and then needed to get 3 points out of four against Boston and Buffalo at the end. So this is the latest.
Win that last game in Buffalo. Yeah, they only have 12 games left. It's not going to be easy. And as you said, they don't, you know.
They're out of playoff position.
None of the teams.
The Pittsburgh Penguins.
None of the teams are going to win all their remaining games, but they're in trouble. They're serious trouble. They've lost four in a row. Okay, I can live with losing to the Rangers on the road. But you lose at home to Montreal after you jump out 2-0 in like the first 5 minutes. Lose that, and then you lose at home last night to Ottawa. Even though I thought they played a good game, all those shots, it seemed like I was there, and it seemed like the action, I was looking one way the whole game.
Yeah.
The Penguins just dominated, but Dylan Ferguson, his first NHL start, I think he played in one game in 17, mop-up with Vegas. Played 9 minutes in the NHL, and he was great. They couldn't beat him.
Well, they didn't get a whole lot of traffic on him, for one thing.
Not a lot of rebounds action. Right?
No.
You're right.
So if they were going to beat him, it was going to be clean shots. And then the other thing was the Penguins gave up a bunch of odd man breaks in the game. At one point,
they
flashed.
That seems to happen all the time, right?
Yeah. At one point, they flashed that stat. And it was like Ottawa had 5 and the Penguins had 2. And this was well into the game. So, I don't know. I felt like the game against Columbus a while back when the Penguins put 93 shots at the net. Last night they put 90 toward the net anyway. That you play that game 100 times and the Penguins win, you know, 95 of them. Last night, yeah, they probably win that game most of the time. But I feel like it was more deceiving last night. I felt like they gave up way too many odd man breaks. As soon as they tied the game, they gave up one.
We've seen that a lot this year too, haven't we?
And then, yeah.
Right after you score, they score.
Yes. Or at least give them a golden opportunity. And also the inability to finish at times is maddening. Brian Rust comes to mind, you know? Some of these guys just can't finish. And he's been one of them, quite frankly, for a lot of the year, Ron.
I don't think he's had a goal.
Inability to finish.
I got to look. I think it's 9 or 10 games he's gone.
Yeah.
Without a goal. And he's playing top two lines. You got to be better.
Yeah.
There's no question.
I mean, they're going to probably have a 35-goal scorer,
Rust,
and that's going to be about it.
No goals in the past 9 games.
I think this team is lacking a little bit of the snipe ability, Ron.
I like that.
Well, they are. Certainly, nobody beyond the first two lines scores for most of the season. And then even with the first two lines, you know, it's not like they're going to have a 40-goal guy. They might have a 35-goal guy. And then, you know, Zucker's having a really good season.
Right.
It's just tough to beat goalies clean in this league, from Vasilevsky all the way down to Dylan Ferguson. It's tough to beat guys from 25, 30, 50 feet out. It just is. If you're not going to get traffic, get in their kitchen like Hornquist used to, it's just not going to happen.
No, I'm looking. You're right. But the guy made some pretty good saves, though, too.
He did. But, he did, for sure.
But I hear what you're saying. They're in trouble. I don't know how else to say it. They're in trouble. You know, the Islanders have Sorokin, who I think is the best goalie on the three teams fighting for the playoff spot. I still don't have a lot of faith in Bobrovsky. His numbers are right around where Jari's are this year. Plus, he's 17-29 in the postseason, Joe. I looked that up last night.
Yeah.
He's been a terrible big-game goaltender. Now, they're hot. They're 6-0-1 in the past seven. Can he keep it going? If he does, I don't know. I can't even imagine what it'll be like out here. We've gone 16 years in a row. Our show, since we've been doing it since the station started, we've had hockey playoffs. You know,
I know, it's crazy.
It's hard to imagine. And you know it's going to end sooner or later. It's already the longest streak in North American sports ongoing right now. It's going to end one day. But Grove, you mentioned Bob Grove. He put out a stat. First of all, they honored him last night.
Did they?
He is retiring, I'm assuming, from his Comcast job.
I didn't know that.
I'm hoping he's not retiring as a Penguins historian, because he gives us so much good information. But
he does that on his own, right?
Yeah. That's what I mean. But they put him on the scoreboard last night, and nice ovation. But he had a tweet out before the game that the Pens' goal differential going into the game last night, -3, the worst among the 16 teams then in the playoffs. And on December 20, now it's -4, obviously. On December 20th, he said they were +20, fifth in the league. That's a pretty precipitous drop, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a pretty precipitous drop. Response?
It is a precipitous drop. I'm not going to argue that, Folsy. That seems like a pretty obvious point there, right? A precipitous drop.
And, you know, if I can go back to the last goal for a second. I know we always pick on this man, according to Mike Sullivan, and we do. But I can't help but notice who that goal went in behind last night, who was caught watching the puck, as Jesse Marshall, I saw on social media, pointed this out pretty well in breaking down the video of it, which he does so well. And that's Brian Dumoulin, again.
Well, Russ took the blame. He didn't clear it.
Yeah.
He got the shot in the arm or whatever. And he said,
hurt.
If my arm's falling off, I got to get it out of there. He took total blame. But
I can't blame him. He just took a shot in the arm.
That's what he exactly.
Just a step behind.
Just a step behind.
Step behind, and then the goalie's allowed to kick his leg a little further out to make the save, right?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
First goal, Malkin didn't get back on his guy.
Yep.
It just the odd man
things.
Breaks again, and you know, the Penguins scored 14:39, and then they give up one fewer than 3 minutes later. We've seen that happen just so many times. And that was a killer. Power play, no less.
So what's the big picture topic then with the Penguins?
They're in trouble. That's the big picture.
Yeah.
And now you go to Colorado. First of all, Colorado and then Dallas back-to-back, no less. You know, Dallas is in first place. I didn't even realize they were first place in their division. And Colorado, defending champions, they're getting hot now at the right time. We know the Penguins – back-to-back struggles, you know, as an older team. And then they come home, and you think Ovechkin would like to play Ovechkin Sunday. Well, you know, they're out of it pretty much. You think they'd like to take the Penguins down with them?
Probably. Look at these teams in the West, man, just surging. Dallas, Colorado, Minnesota, Vegas 8-2 in their last 10, the Kings 8-0-2, Edmonton 8-2. You have six teams that are absolutely surging.
And the Penguins have to play two of them in the next 3 days.
Now, seven of their final 10 are against non-playoff teams. I'd rather have that than playoff teams, although it can get tricky down at the end when teams want to get rest and things like that. But if I could sign up for what comes after that compared to the other teams, I would,
sure.
Ron.
Yep.
But they're not going to make it. I don't think they're going to make it. What would make me believe that at this point? They're reeling. Jari played a decent game last night, but their goalie, for the most part, the guy they're depending on, is broken. And the other guy's goalies are playing really well. So I can't really make a good case why, other than Sid and Gino leading this team like they do in games at times, the big three, yep. like they do when the Penguins will play a bad game and somehow salvage it, it always seems like it's those guys who do it. Maybe they'll get them in. Maybe they will. I'd give it about a 20% chance right now. You?
Yesterday at this time, I would have said pretty significantly higher after losing that game. And you talk about seven of the last 10 against non-playoff teams. I mean, Montreal and Ottawa, they just lost at home to both of those teams. I might say 25, 30%, maybe a tiny bit higher than you because of the Crosby factor. But yesterday...
And the Malkin factor.
And the Malkin factor. Yesterday, I would have given it a higher chance. I thought they were going to win for sure last night, and B, that they had to win for sure last night.
Folsy, give it a percent.
Man, I think I'm more pessimistic than you guys. I think I'm going to give it about a 10% chance.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'm just down on it. I just don't think they're strong enough. I don't think they're deep enough. And it feels
and
like
they're
even,
banged up now on defense.
Right.
And it feels like just when they give their best, it's not even good enough. Like last night with 49 shots on goal and this Tyler Ferguson playing his first NHL game of the year stops them.
First NHL start of his entire career. They couldn't beat an ECHL goalie. Come on. I mean,
this is just so frustrating.
Well, the Montreal game last week, that team was a minor league team, too.
Yeah.
The players they put out on the ice that night. It is frustrating. I know it's driving Sullivan crazy. It's driving all of them crazy. I wonder what Sid thinks in his heart of hearts. You know, he says all the right things after the game, but he's not used to this. He is not used to this.
So what happens after the season, assuming they miss or flame out? Let's assume they miss for a moment. And how are you, Ron and Folsy? Everybody good today?
We're good today.
Everybody's good.
Better than the Penguins.
Better than you, I think, right? Based on your morning.
Having car trouble
another,
again.
Yeah, car troubles again.
What's the matter? You can't blame the deer for this, can you?
I can. The deer is the one who screwed up the left side, driver's side of my car. I thought it was fixed after 2 months. Today's the first day I go to McDonald's to get drive-through breakfast with the dog in the car. Just dropped off the kid. I try to open the window. The window does. It opens, and then it won't shut. And then it's totally offline. So I have to take the dog into the body shop.
Oh, man.
The dog is in the body shop, and now the car's back in there. And then I go to the rental place, and I get a new rental car. Now I have a little gray minivan that smells like weed.
So the window,
unbelievable.
The window of your car is down. It's down, and you can't get it up. So, like in a torrential rainstorm,
yes, they have
something.
Pills for that, Ron. Yeah. But I can't. They do at the body shop.
Oh man! So I wanted to get the scenario right.
Yeah,
it is stuck in the down.
It's stuck in the middle, and it's off center. And then I heard the guy. He's like, "Oh, we'll fix it real quick." I'm like, "All right, I'll just wait with the dog in this chair." Then I hear him on the phone. Hey, we need a window something, 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 left
something,
side something. And then it's going to take a day or two.
Oh, jeez. Man.
My friend Nathan at the rental car place, though, was awesome because this had to happen quickly, Ron, or it would have been another delay day for me.
The car smells.
Yeah, you could say it smells good or bad, I suppose, depending on your tastes.
Was it Nathan that did it, you think?
No. Nathan's a very nice man.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you're blaming the deer. This is definitely
still the deer.
Deer.
Yeah, these rats with hooves, and I saw a bunch of them again today. It's only a matter of time before I hit another one.
They're everywhere.
Once you get in a bad streak, then you're in a bad streak.
I see them in my neighborhood every night.
You know, you are challenging Zeiss for, like, things that happen in everyday life.
Things that go wrong.
Yeah.
Things that go awry. So we are, Maddie, we are better than him and the Penguins.
I know.
You know that?
We're doing okay for ourselves, all things considered.
My daughter took a picture of herself at school. Are they allowed to use phones, Ron? It's her and her friends.
I assume
seem
they
to be
are.
Acting up. That's the last thing I need today.
Well, the breaking story, how was Bailey? Bailey do okay through this?
Not only, he came out of it smelling like a rose here.
Weed.
Well, his girlfriend is up the street. Her name is, what is her name? I forget. But I pulled up the street so he could take a poo. And
somebody else's yard.
And his girlfriend was home and barking, so I dropped him off there. He got his a girlfriend. Date out of all this.
But he smells like weed.
Luna. Luna's his girlfriend.
But he smells like weed.
He does, yeah.
Oh, man.
Same breed as girlfriend life, or different?
At least
no,
it didn't,
different breed.
At least it didn't get on fire. You know, that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a positive. And she's much taller than him, which always makes for an interesting couple, doesn't it, Ron? When
it
one
sure
is
does.
Much taller and it's the girl who's taller than the boy.
It is interesting.
So he is on a date. And so am I.
So these
on a date
people
of
like just watch your dog? I mean, is that a routine?
They're our friends from up the
do.
Street, yeah. Ed and Char. And
this isn't the guy that was mad about him peeing in their yard.
No, that's the other side of the street.
Okay. That one. You haven't seen him since?
I haven't talked to that guy in a while. I haven't seen him in a while. He's way up on the other side. That didn't go well. But back to the Penguins, because that's not going well either. What's gonna happen here after the season? Is it a foregone conclusion that Hextall's fired?
I think Hextall and Burke both.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Burke.
Yeah, it's easy
to
forget.
The old director of hockey operations.
What does he do? What does he do? I'm assuming they'll both be gone.
And I would assume that too, Ron. And then we have to ask the question of if you're the new GM, the new head of hockey operations, how do you proceed? Let's talk about that next. And you can step into those shoes if you'd like it. 412-928-9370. If you were to take over the Penguins this offseason, assuming that they miss, let's just go with that conversation right now. How would you proceed? Is it blow up time? Is it try to build around the stars again time? I'm going to tell you Exhibit A that should get Hextall and Burke fired. What I think is Exhibit A next. We'll see if these guys agree and if you agree.